No developer has stepped forward yet with an offer to purchase and restore one of the most unique buildings in western Massachusetts. But late today, the deadline to put in a bid was extended. Despite the offer of a $50,000 redevelopment incentive from historic preservationists, the city of Springfield received no proposals to buy the property at 60 Byers Street, an architecturally significant but horribly run-down house up on a hill overlooking the city's downtown. The city issued a request for proposals in late December with a deadline to respond Tuesday, February 14th at 2 p.m. The city's procurement office received no offers for 60 Byers Street by the original deadline, but after consultation between city officials and historic preservationists, it was decided to extend the bidding period to April 12th, according to Thomas Matthews, a project manager with the city's Office of Planning and Economic Development.
We're always hopeful that somebody will, you know, we will reach somebody that didn't know about it before or didn't think they had the resources, and they'll see it. They're given an opportunity to go buy it again, and they'll fall in love with it and want it.
More than a dozen would-be developers toured the property during a couple of open houses in January. Matthews believes that just as real estate sales typically pick up in the spring, so will interest in the Byers Street house.
In the winter, people think differently than they do in the nice spring weather. I think the surroundings and the house itself will show up much better in the warmer weather, and people will really, really come out to like it.
The two-story house that sits in the middle of a block full of Victorian buildings is a rare international style. It has curved walls, Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired ironwork, and an entire wall of glass. The house was built in the 1950s on the foundation of a burned-out Victorian by Thurston Munson, an artist and architect who painted murals and designed churches throughout New England. At some point, the interior was divided into three apartments. It was abandoned about 15 years ago, and the city took it in 2010. The house has deteriorated badly. Michael Broad, a consultant for Hap Housing who toured the property during an open house last month, said the concrete masonry needs to be replaced, the roof is shot, the heating plant doesn't work, and all the copper piping is gone.
I think it's a total loss, unfortunately. I could not recommend that anyone take this project on. I think you're talking about millions of dollars worth of just trying to save it. And there's no way you could justify that for what you could get out of it.
The Byers Street house was the first project selected for assistance by the Springfield Historic Preservation Fund, which is controlled by a board of trustees whose president is Robert McCarroll.
You know, there are a whole bunch of buildings that have been in conditions like this, and caring people have appeared and fixed them, and including some that everyone would have thought would have been torn down, but there's that one person who decides that this is their project, and they make it happen.
The fund was established last year by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission and MGM Springfield to assist in the restoration of historic properties within a half mile of the downtown casino MGM is building. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.